Our top stories on 4th to this lunchtime. Nicola Sturgeon bats off pressure from Labour and the Lib Dems, ruling out a rise in income tax. We'll hear from our political correspondent, Alan Smith. Also, Shona McCallum has the latest on efforts to bring a public hall in Edinburgh back into use. And in football, Hibs boss Alan Stubbs says the league must be their priority ahead of the Edinburgh Derby in the Scottish Cup. First this hour then, Nicola Sturgeon is ruling out any increase in income tax. The First Minister has been speaking to our political correspondent Alan Smith ahead of a debate on the Scottish budget this afternoon.
It's one of the central issues in the upcoming Holyrood election, what parties will do with new powers coming to Scotland. Yesterday, Labour joined the Lib Dems in proposing a one pence increase in the Scottish rates of income tax, which they say will raise nearly £500 million to offset cuts to council budgets. But ahead of a debate on the government's spending plans today, the First Minister told me it won't work.
Low-paid, middle-income earners shouldn't be bearing the burden of Tory austerity, and that's what this policy would do.
Nicola Sturgeon was speaking during a visit to a care home in Midlothian where staff are paid the living wage. She says the proposed budget will mean all social care workers get paid the living wage from October, but only if local authorities agree the settlement on offer from the Scottish Government, which is the major sticking point.
Now, a man's died in hospital days after a car crash on the M9 that claimed the lives of his wife, his 9-year-old daughter and another driver. Sajjad Ahmad, who was 37, passed away last night at Forth Valley Royal Hospital after his Mercedes collided with a van near Linlithgow on Friday night. His two sons, who are aged 10 and 14, were also injured and remain in a serious condition. Two people have been arrested and charged after allegations of assault at a care home in Fife. For 4th News, Stephen McMenemy reports.
An investigation was launched after allegations a resident at Chapel Level Care Home in Kirkcaldy was assaulted. Police now say they've arrested and charged two women, aged 57 and 61, following the claims. The care home owners, HC1, say they acted immediately following the allegations, suspending the staff said to be involved and that they informed all appropriate authorities. They say the health, safety and well-being of residents are top priorities. A spokesman for Police Scotland says a report will be sent to the Procurator Fiscal.
Next this hour, 4th News is hearing about the efforts of the community in Kirstorfin in Edinburgh, who are trying to get their public hall back up and running. In 2013, it was wrecked by fire, and today it's still sitting derelict. But it's hoped that's not for long as the fundraising effort steps up. Shona McCallum has the story.
It was a blaze in an Edinburgh suburb that saw 70 firefighters try and control 2.5 years ago. But sadly, the Kirstorfin public hall was destroyed and has remained unused ever since. Today, we're hearing about how the community's efforts have surpassed £1 million, but the team still need more to bring it back from the ashes. Tommy McLean's coordinating the fundraising.
Prior to the fire, 25 groups meeting in the hall, they have all had to find alternative accommodation, some of it out with Kirstorfin, so that has been a loss to the actual groups themselves. Some have lost members, etc., because of that. A lot of the facilities they're in aren't as good as what they had, and certainly aren't as good as what we will be providing.
The planning application to rebuild the hall is now at the mercy of the council.
I'm David Sutherland and I am a director of the Kirstorfin Public Hall. We have been told that provided we retain the Kirklone facade of the building, which will give it the same look as it had previously, that there should be no problems with our plans. Obviously that needs to be confirmed, but we anticipate no problems.
It's hoped that in the future, if they raise £700,000, Kirstorfin Public Hall will be back to its full glory, welcoming the community once again.
David Cameron has refused to rule out holding an EU referendum in June. That's despite a joint call from devolved administrations in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland to delay any vote. During Prime Minister's questions, Mr Cameron would only say a referendum won't be held within 6 weeks of elections on May the 5th. Football now, and Hibs boss Alan Stubbs says they last night achieved their goal of keeping Rangers in their sights in the Championship. The Easter Road side beat Greenock Morton and remain 8 points behind the league leaders with a game in hand. Rangers beat Raith Rovers 1-0. The Highbees are in the middle of a crucial run of matches. They beat St Johnstone in the League Cup at the weekend and face an Edinburgh derby against Hearts in the Scottish Cup on Sunday. But boss Alan Stubbs says the race for promotion has to be their priority.
I think as far as people are concerned, we had two games this week, not three. You know, which was Saturday and next Sunday. And this was the, you know, really low down on it. And I knew this was probably the most important in it for the right reasons. You know, it was a league game and we wanted to keep the momentum going and not let the gap get any bigger. And we've achieved that.
More news at 4th2.com.